Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, creating healthy boundaries to protect your precious mind. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like someone's always needing something from you, and you're just running on fumes trying to keep up. You know that feeling when you say yes even though you really want to say no? We've all been there. It's exhausting, it's unsustainable, and honestly, it's a recipe for burnout. That's where healthy boundaries come in. Think of them as your mental armor, your self-preservation shield. They help you define what's acceptable and what's not when it comes to your time, energy, and emotional well-being. And let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about respecting yourself and your needs just as much as you respect others. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? That sounds complicated, Brandon. Trust me, it doesn't have to be. We're going to break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing right away. First up, identify your non-negotiables. What are those absolute must-haves in your life? It could be anything from dedicated time for exercise or creative pursuits to simply having quiet evenings at home. These are the things you shouldn't compromise on, ever. Think of them as the pillars supporting your mental well-being. Next, learn to say no gracefully. This is a superpower, my friends. Saying no doesn't mean being rude or dismissive. It simply means prioritizing your own needs and limitations. Practice saying things like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully committed right now," or "I appreciate the offer, but it's not something I can take on at the moment." Remember, a well-placed no is an act of self-respect. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Don't expect people to read your mind. Tell them what you need, what you're comfortable with, and what your limits are. Be direct but kind, and remember that setting boundaries is a conversation, not a confrontation. Number 4. Enforce your boundaries consistently. This is where the rubber meets the road. Consistency is key. If someone crosses a boundary, address it calmly and firmly. Don't let things slide just because you feel uncomfortable or awkward. Remember, setting boundaries is about protecting yourself, and that takes courage and follow through. Finally, be kind to yourself. Learning to set healthy boundaries is a process, and it takes time and practice. There will be times when you stumble, but don't beat yourself up. Just learn from the experience and keep practicing. Think about that last awkward dinner party you attended. Maybe someone kept interrupting, hogging the conversation, or making insensitive comments. Your inner voice was probably screaming, "Please stop." But did you say anything? It's easy to feel powerless in those situations, especially when surrounded by people who might not be receptive to your needs. But what if you'd had the confidence to politely but firmly step back and say something like, "Excuse me, I'd love to hear everyone else's thoughts on this." Or maybe, "I know you're passionate about this topic, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now." Setting boundaries in that scenario could have saved you from feeling drained and resentful. It would have allowed you to protect your own energy while still being respectful of others. So, here's the bottom line. Setting healthy boundaries is like wearing a mental seatbelt. It keeps you safe, protects your well-being, and helps you navigate life with more confidence and clarity. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Identify your non-negotiables, learn to say no gracefully, communicate your boundaries clearly, enforce them consistently, and be kind to yourself throughout the process. Go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your mental peace. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of calm over chaos. Until next time, keep it real, keep it calm, and remember, you are worthy of protection and respect.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.